Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Make Music Day Las Cruces co-producer, David Senk, also founder of Creative Network. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you so much, Emily, for having me on your show.
You're welcome. What is Make Music Day?
I can say that it has been a music festival tradition in France since the 80s. In fact, I have a friend who's French, and she said, "Oh yeah, you mean Fête de la Musique?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's the same." So it's been Americanized as Make Music Day.
And I understand it's going to be held on the same day in more than 1,000 cities in 120 countries on June the 21st. Tell me about that.
So basically, one of the goals is to help our city open safely because of COVID-19. And so we're using this as an opportunity for businesses to show how we're all adapting and engaging with the community while using technology and social media to promote and support local musicians. One of the programs that Make Music Day is offering is a global live stream.
So this is how it's going to be presented, with musicians going online as this virtual musical experience. And what is so special about June the 21st?
So June 21st is the solstice.
So it's a celebration of the solstice, the longest day of the year. And this year, it's Father's Day.
Right.
From 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday, June 21st, with social media platforms such as Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitch. How have you put this together? Impacted by COVID-19?
So basically, what's going to happen is from about 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday, participants can register up until the day of the festival, and they can look online, makemusicday.org/Las Cruces, to see our schedule listing as it evolves. So we're working with local venues. We call them local presenters because most of them are not actually having the people physically at their space, but they're actually promoting them on their Facebook page.
And who are some of the musicians? I understand there's some great musicians, both from Las Cruces and El Paso.
Yes, so we will be having Shirley Shrimp, Bob Hull of the Las Cruces Ukes, Singing Out Las Cruces, Zul Bailey from El Paso Pro Musica, Chris Barros Haggis from El Paso Pro Musica, and Matt Herskowitz. Also, we will be having Native American musician Randy Granger, as well as many others.
And you're trying to get some mariachi groups as well.
Yes, we are.
Well, this is going to be a global day, a global network with affiliates located as far as China and Africa. How exciting! What has been your biggest challenge in getting this together?
The time. We started planning this in January, and COVID hit in mid-March. That's how I ended up in this role, because I was, myself and my co-producer, Logan Sage, have the technological capacity to actually make Music Day happen. And it's part of our business. And because of COVID-19, I've had to pivot my business from being a live event design company to a virtual event design company. And the reason why I use design as opposed to, you know, planning is that there's a lot of creative elements that we bring, and technological elements, and we use a lot of what we call rapid prototyping and kind of digital concepts that we have in our business.
So this is how Make Music Day in Las Cruces started, as a virtual musical experience.
Exactly, because this is our first year Make Music Day Las Cruces, and COVID-19 happened in our planning stages. We started planning in January, and I was just participating more as a promotional person. I wasn't planning to be involved in the production, in the, a lot of the production. And we have an amazing team working together to help facilitate the kind of the complexities of technology and getting people on. Some people, musicians, have no technology background at all. So it's really about mitigating those challenges, especially during a pandemic.
And so you talked about some of the challenges in getting this together and getting the musicians to participate also. So on the schedule, on your website, you can find out the times that they can go to the various websites. Is that on Facebook, as we mentioned before, on Instagram and Twitch, YouTube?
Yeah, so one of the challenges has definitely been timing because, you know, when COVID hit, we didn't know what to do, and so we started working on this virtually. And so it's only been since the last couple of weeks that artists have been registering on our website, and they can do so at the website, makemusicday.org/Las Cruces.
Well, let's talk about some of your goals.
Yeah, so one of our goals is to help the city open safely, yet offer an opportunity for businesses to show how they are adapting by engaging with the community using technology and social media to promote and support local musicians.
What other goals are there that you have with this Make Music Day Las Cruces?
That's a great question. We're working together with all the different organizations to connect them on technology. So in the future, when we do Make Music Day again, we can have both a virtual and set of live performances.
Now, originally it was going to be downtown Las Cruces, correct?
Yes, it was. And we do have the Rio Grande Theater involved.
And then there's local presenters, Dry Point Distillery, Downtown Blues Cafe, New Mexico Vintage Wines and Market, Oregon Mountain Outfitters, Coas Bookstore, and then sponsors, Visit Las Cruces, the City of Las Cruces, Doñana Arts Council, Creative Networks, The Range, Neighbors Magazine, El Paso Pro Musica, and many others.
Yeah, and we're asking musicians to contact these local businesses if you're interested and register with us if you want to be featured on their Facebook page. But we're also encouraging people to post hashtag Make Music Day Las Cruces to their Facebook page. So we're inviting everyone to go online and get involved, whether you have friends or family members that you would like to invite, or if you just want to try out being a musician. And we have so many great people working on this project with us. I would like to mention the people who are involved. So Logan Sage from The Range is co-producer of Make Music Day Las Cruces, along with Liz Vega, event manager of Visit Las Cruces, Renee Romo from Senator Udall's office, Lisa Carlson from Doña Ana Arts Council, Bob Hull from Las Cruces Ukes, Nisha McCanowitz from Shirley Shrimp.
And Shirley Shrimp is one of the musicians.
Yes, Shirley Shrimp is one of our great bands that we'll be highlighting. We would definitely like to thank Senator Tom Udall's office for working with us, as well as the City of Las Cruces, to secure our affiliate partnership with the Music Day Alliance, and the Doña Ana Arts Council, Greg Smith, Executive Director, for funding, administrative support, and mentorship to our leadership.
And you're also the Las Cruces Chapter for Make Music Alliance, based in Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, and it's our first year, so this is more of a prototype festival than a finished product.
and look forward to Make Music Day Las Cruces. That's from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday, June 21st. Well, thank you so much for joining me on Puentes, Bridges to the Community, and I appreciate you taking your time to talk to us about it. Make Music Day Las Cruces co-producer David Senk, also founder of Creative Network.
Thank you so much, Emily.
Oh, you're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.